The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Eliezer Gwertzman, dayan for the Mechoin Halacha Urefuah of Chaim Aruchim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Mesechtes Avodazara, Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara at the end of Samach Zayin and Medbeis is dealing with the Yesoid, which Be'etzem is Mitzchadish already, back in the Mishnah on Daf Hey with Beis. The Mishnah over there, Fezoisa Halocha, Zakla, Kolsha Anose Benoisin Tam Osa. Anything that there is a Noisin Tam, meaning that if you have a Dovashel Heter, you have, let's say, a piece of meat, and some iser falls into it. So the halacha is, if there's tam in the meat becomes aser. But if there's ein b'hanaseh b'noisin tam, which the Gemara goes on to explain on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, that means that there was noisin tam lifgam, meaning that although there was tam that was from the iser into this meat, it was not good tam. The Mishnah gives an example. If you have vinegar that fell on grisin, on beans, so vinegar and beans are not a good shidduch, and therefore the halacha is that that's mutter. And be'etzem, it's mavul in the Gemara that even though be'etzem, this particular bean, this particular iser, is be'etzem not pogum, is not something which is tastes bad be'etzem, but rather just is not a good shidduch with this food, meaning each food by itself you could eat, but having the taste of, let's say, vinegar or having a taste of something else in a meat is not a good taste. For example, there are many Rishonim that discuss about dvash be'basa, that could be honey in meat, doesn't taste very good. And in such a case, the halacha is that it's considered nois and tam lefgam, and it does not aser the taste of the is not aser the heter. And be'etzem, coming to our Gemara, the Gemara on the end of Samach Zayin Amud Beis brings down a machloikis between Remeir and Reb Shimon. Remeir holds that whether you have a tam l'shvach, whether you have a tam l'fgam, we say that the asis, meaning if there's a taruvus of iser in a piece of meat, whether that taste of iser gives it a tam l'shvach, whether that taste of iser gives it a tam l'fgam, the halacha is it's aser. However, Reb Shimon holds that it's only aser if it's nois and tam l'shvach. However, nois and tam l'fgam, according to Reb Shimon, is mutter. So in short, we have a machlokes between Remeir and Reb Shimon whether nois and tam l'fgam is mutter. Reb Shimon's shita is that nois and tam l'fgam is mutter, and that's the way we paskin. However, Reb Meir held that nois and tam l'fgam is also awesome. And the Gemara says that we have a raya. Reb Meir had a raya to himself, because Reb Meir said that there's a whole parsha in the Torah of Geulei Kelim, meaning in Parshas Matos, the Torah gives us exact instructions when a keli, the kelim that they were kovish in the war that they took as loot when they fought the Midianim. So the Torah gives us a whole list on how to kasher those kelim. Fakir Meir, if we shtel aveki yisoid that nois and tam lefgam is mutter, so there should be no reason to have to kasher kelim. So Reb Shimon answered, and on this we'll understand Reb Meir, that enechanami, you're right. If the keli wouldn't have been used in 24 hours, meaning that the bleus, the taste that was absorbed by the pot from the food that was cooked before had already remained in the pot for 24 hours, then Zok Reb Shimon, I would agree that it's nice and tam lefgam, but it's mutter. However, the reason why the Torah needed to give us a parsha of kashering kelim is because the Torah is teaching us that if we would like to use the keli within 24 hours, so then the tam, the taste that's in the keli, is still a good taste. It still can give positive taste into the other food, and therefore that's why, in order to use the keli within 24 hours, the Torah is teaching us how to kasher it. The Meir disagrees, and he says, "Yefshid le'pagma porta," meaning that although there's still a little bit of taste, but there's some sort of pagam that goes into the taste of a pot right away, and therefore Rameyer held that if we would hold nice and tam lefgam as mutter, it would be mutter even within 24 hours. However, we pass him like a pshimit, and therefore, if a pot absorbs taste within 24 hours of iser, and then it gets cooked with then you use you use this pot to cook heter. Such a pot, the taste that was absorbed in the pot would go into the heter and make the heter us. However, if the pot had not been used in 24 hours, so b'yisaydai, we would say that that is nice and tam of gam and is mutter. It would imply from the Gemara that one would be allowed to use a pot as long as it's more than 24 hours since the last time it's been used. One would allow to be used such a pot. However, the Gemara on Daf Ayin Vav further on tells us that by a pot there was a special gzera. Chazal were concerned between that people would not wait the proper 24 hours. Gzera einu basya einu ben yomer atu basya. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that kol zman there's taste in a pot, one cannot use that pot. So therefore, if one by mistake uses a milchiga pot for fleishiks, the pot now becomes treif and has to be kashut. Waiting 24 hours would not help you to be able to use it lechatchila. If one used the pot, it would not make the food not kosher b'di'evit. However, lechatchila, one is not allowed to use the pot, because we're afraid that if we're going to allow the person l'chatchila to use the pot by an Eina Ben Yomer, he's going to use it by a Ben Yomer as well. This Isser remains, as we said, calls man the Rablius in the pot. There's an interesting Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi in Simen Pei, Simen Ayin Hei in Simen Pei, where he wants to say that although we know there is a Gzera, that Eina Bas Yomer Ata Bas Yomer, there is a limit into how long we say that that Isser exists. And he wants to say that once a person waited 12 months from the last time the pot was used, if the pot hadn't been used in 12 months, then we say that the taste already disappeared, and at that time there will not be any more of an Isser. And he derives this from a proof of a Gemara that we had before in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Aleph, that over there there's a halacha by Yayin Nesach, that if, let's say, somebody has a keli that was used for Yayin Nesach, so the Gemara says that once it was 12 months old, one is allowed to use that keli for Yayin again. And the reason the Gemara says is because once it's that old, we could say that the time already was halachla. Now he says, even though it seems from the Gemara that it's only by Yayin Nesach where it was balatzoyne, meaning the way that the blius got into this pot, to this jug of Yayin Nesach, was because the Yayin Nesach was used with cold water as a cold item, not as a hot item. Afal pikein zokter the maisa, this is going to be by hot foods as well. And he says the raya is because the Gemara goes on over there on Daf Lamed Aleph and says that if a person has zagim, has pits, after 12 months he could use the pits even though there was Yayin Nesach absorbed in them, because we say it left. He says if madach, when you have pits of actual wine, we say it left after 12 months. Kol Shekein, we should say over here that it left after 12 months. And therefore he establishes that once a person has a kli that is 12 months old, the halacha is that he is allowed to use that pot. However, the Panim Irois, Tshuva and Chelek Aleph Simen Chaf Gimel, says that no, this is only by Tzoyni. And he says, I, the Panim Meiris, has a raya from Zagim, from Pitz, that we see that it dries up after 12 months. He says, no, because by Pitz, it's a Dovash Be'en. By a regular time in a pot, the Blias get absorbed into the pot, and once the Blias are absorbed into the pot, it's so stuck in there that we don't have to worry anymore that it's going to dry up. It's sort of preserved in the pot. Masha'en came by the Zagim, where it's not absorbed, it's outside, it's exposed. Over there we say that after 12 months it could dry up. And therefore, he comes out as a Dover Poshut that this is also. And he says that we have a Beferish Raya to this. Because the Gemara, in many places, tells us that a Kli Cheres, a Pari Keli, Eini Yotzimi, they daftan v'loilam, the Blias don't go out forever. He says, what do you mean? According to the Chacham Tzvi, after 12 months, we should say that it goes out. Ela Mai, we see that it doesn't go out. And therefore, it would be usher even after 12 months. The Dvar Shmuel in the Tshuva and Simen Kuf Nun Gimel agrees with the Panim Meiris. He has a different kasha, but Akoponim, Halacha Lamaisa, he agrees with the Panim Meiris that waiting 12 months does not help to say that the Blias disappeared. Halacha Lamaisa, the Chachmas Adar, in Klal Nun Hei Din Dalid, brings both shittas and is not machriya between the two. He leaves it as a suffix. However, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kufchof Beis Sifdalin in Yeredeya says Lamaisa that there's no heta even after 12 months, and that once a kli is osir, it blives osir. Rav Ozner in the Tshuva Chelik Vav Simen Nun Vav Ois Beis, he wants to say that if it's b'makom tzarich, you could be mekel, meaning if someone would have a very expensive keli, and let's say China, and it can't be kashin, so you could be mitzarif such a shita to say that if you leave it for 12 months, it would be okay. However, a Moshe in a tshuva in Arachaim Chelakesim and Lamed Beis wants to say that avada you can't be mekel. However, he says when it comes to glass, with his machlokes ha-poskim, if he's kashering at all, or if once it goes in, it doesn't come out. So since it's a machlokes ha-poskim, you can be soymech under 12 months. However, under normal circumstances, Zakhar Moshe, you cannot be mekel, and therefore, this is not something that we do. And b'derech klal, we are machmer that even if it's more than 12 months, we don't use it. But this halacha is used a lot, b'zman hazeh, is people who are makbid on Gebrox on Pesach, and there's a difference of minhagim, but many people who are makbid on Gebrox are makbid on the kelim as well. That if a pot was cooked, let's say to make knedlach, they will not eat any food that was subsequently cooked in that pot. Now, many people who eat Gebrox have a minig. That many people who don't eat Gebrox have a minig that although they don't eat it the whole Yontif, but on the 8th day of Pesach they do eat Gebrox. Now if you makban on the Kalim and you're going to go use your Kalim on the 8th day of Pesach, so it comes out the next year your Kalim are going to be Balua from Gebrox, and to eat anything for the rest of Pesach, that would be a problem. However, what many people are noyik is that Samech on this Yishun of Yud Beis Chodesh. Now, although in a regular year there's a little bit less than 12 months from the beginning of Pesach, from the end of Pesach the year before to the beginning of the next Pesach, and therefore they tackle a makbid not to use regular kelim. However, when there's going to be an Ibiyur the next year, and therefore there's going to be more than 12 months from the end of 1 year Pesach to the beginning of the next, in that case there are mekel, and the taka would be soymech on this Chacham Tzvi to say that hayos, it was 12 months, it's okay.